Because
I can remember a lot, you know, back when the first bank was put in.
Right.
Not even mine.
Right.
I can remember that. I was just a child, but I remember it.
Well, tell me, first of all, you were born in 1902.
Okay. 1902.
And so you've lived all your life in Coffeyville.
Yeah.
Where did your parents come from? Did they live here before?
My father came from Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And Madison County, Alabama. And Mama was born in East Texas at Dangerfield.
Uh-huh. And your mother and father's names were?
Mama's was the full name for
Yeah, them? What were their names?
Edna Jeanette Stringfellow was Mama's name.
Uh-huh.
And Dad, of course, was John Marion.
John Marion Kirkland.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You were born in 1902. Uh-huh. Now, where did your family live when you were born?
On Lock Lane. Oh, it wasn't Lock Lane then, uh-huh. But right down at the end. Not, you know where Marty and Mary B's house is.
Yeah.
There's back, well, there's his back wire up. Those Stringfellow home, that was their farm, you see.
Uh-huh.
There's a little farm there, and it came out here to where the Methodist Church is.
Uh-huh.
Squared off out there, you see.
Uh-huh.
And,
So you mean their farm extended all the way from the house, all the way?
Yeah, back west of there, all that land, mm-hmm. all back of those houses on Lock Lane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
West of there, there was a block of land right in there.
Mm-hmm.
It came on and on in front of the Methodist Church and back this way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much it was. Naturally, I wouldn't remember. It was,
right.
I think, about 40, 50 acres or something.
So their land actually came up to the corner there?
Where the Methodist Church, you see, Grandpa gave little more than an acre of land right there on
mm-hmm.
farm, off of his farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a blacksmith shop right back. See, I don't remember the blacksmith
mm-hmm.
shop, but I've heard him say he did. But it's right back of the church there, back where the Baptist parsonage is. It's where,
mm-hmm.
at the end, well, it's right there where the Methodist Church,
right.
the end of their lobby is on the west there.
So that was your grandfather gave that land?
Uh-huh, for the church.
For the church. So would that make it somewhere around...
Yeah, I know it's 1879.
1879. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I read about somebody helping Methodist Church.
Uh-huh.
And
well,
you say he ran a blacksmith shop? Did your grandfather?
Uh-huh, at one time.
And
that was before my time.
Yeah.
It was a blacksmith.
Do you think the blacksmith shop was there after the church was built?
You know, I don't know.
Probably there before.
It's there before
mm-hmm.
the church was built. Imagine. Now, Mama was 6 years old when the church was built.
Mm-hmm.
And see, she's not a charter member.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, Grandma and Grandpa was.
And what was your grandfather's name?
John McDaniel Stringfellow.
And do you remember where did they come from?
They came from Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Around, name some those old towns in Tennessee, the county seats.
Well, I don't know.
Let's see.
Nashville.
Well, that just flipped my mind.
Yeah. But now, let's see. The Stringfellows then came from Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And the Kirklands came from
Alabama.
Alabama.
My
and they met, so they met here.
Uh-huh.
So your mother and father met here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, he came to Texas with construction company.
Uh-huh.
And he had worked at this construction company since he was just young, you know, about 16, I think. His father died
uh-huh.
when he was about 12 years old. And he kind of got out on his own pretty early, you see.
Uh-huh.
And he, Kramer Construction Company, I've heard
uh-huh.
him tell it.
Mm-hmm.
And hired him and just to take care of the mules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't old enough to do any heavy work and things.
Mm-hmm.
It was dirt work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of construction was
mm-hmm.
they built? Do the dirt work, but when they started putting in the bridge across the river,
mm-hmm.
across
mm-hmm.
the river and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do the dirt work.
But
he just took care of the mules for a long time. He said, Mr. Kramer and the bosses, of course they ate at a different tent from the workmen,
mm-hmm.
but he kept him. They said the old man the head of it, kept him in the tent with them, and he ate with them because he didn't want him out with those roughnecks, because he was just a boy. Uh-huh.
So your father, your father, Kirkland, lived in Coppell before your mother and father were married?
Yeah, he settled here. He was working for this construction company, mm-hmm. this family construction. And they built the dump across Red River there, mm-hmm. Up toward Sherman. Mm-hmm. And he says, when I got over into Texas and I saw all that pretty black land up there, I says I had always wanted to be a farmer. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that all that pretty farming land up there, that black land, I said, well, this is a kind of the farming land I want to work on. Mm-hmm. So he never did. He quit the construction and started farming. Yeah, I don't know what he did, but he was just, I don't know how he got his teams or anything. I never did ask him anything, but he just started farming here when he was.
So he moved here.
Uh-huh. He kind of.
Now, do you know?
Backed,
do you
he
know?
Backed, did his own cooking, I think, because he was 28 when he and Mama married.
Uh-huh. So now, your mother was living on the same fellow farm.
Uh-huh. Yes,
where was he living?
I don't know.
But eventually your mother and your father took over the Stringfellow house and you lived there.
When they married, see, Grandpa died when Mama was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama lived at home. She was the last one. See, they had a large family, 12, I believe, and Mama was so much younger than the older one.
Mm-hmm.
And because a lot of the grandchildren was older than Mama,
mm-hmm.
and her age and all. Mm-hmm. And she was at home with Mama, and she taught Stu.
Uh-huh.
And then when she and
now where
Dad...
Where did she teach school? Here?
Yeah, she taught here, and
Which school was it? The one that was up by the Baptist Church?
It's by the Baptist Church, but not the one that, mm-hmm. you know, that they showed in the paper.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think Bell Parish gave a write-up. Right. They said that's the first school, but that wasn't the first school. Mm-hmm. The old school building, now that's where I started schooling, the very first one that was ever built,
mm-hmm.
before this two stories. It was just a two-room and a hall through the middle, and mm-hmm. set west of the Baptist Church, all right, where mm-hmm. this other mm-hmm. one was, right back up toward the fence, about in line with the Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
West of there,
Mr. Wood's house was.
Yeah, they...
Mr. Arnett's house?
Yeah, Arnett's house is back up in there, where mm-hmm. the schoolhouse was.
There's some trees around it or something. There's some trees there now.
Uh-huh. I don't remember. I was just started schooling that old building, and I think I was about the second or third grade, maybe, when they built the new school building.
So you must have started the school in about 1907 or 8?
I see. Because the kids started, I don't know whether I was 5 or 6 or what, I guess maybe mm-hmm. 6 when I started. I'd be 8.
Mm-hmm.
But I maybe started when I was 5. I know they did then a lot of times.
Well, somewhere around 1907 or 1908, they built a new two-story school
yeah.
building, and that was where the Baptist Church...
Yeah, west of the Baptist Church.
So it was in the same place as the old one.
Uh-huh, yeah, about where Arnett's house was.
Okay, so did they tear down the old building to build the new one?
No, they built the new one first. But uh-huh. right out, little further toward the road.
Uh-huh.
A little closer. The old building was just, it was just about you could maybe go behind it with a wagon or a buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Between it and that fence back there.
Mm-hmm.
That, I remember that, and there was a meadow there with flowers in it. Because
mm-hmm.
I know when we was kids, we at the session, they'd let us go out in the meadow and pick flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was warm on the south side there. And I just remember it's just a little narrow space, maybe a width of a wagon or a buggy.
So
they built a new one right out in front of it, a little bit to the west.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the day that they moved into the new building. Then they tore it down after we got out of the old building. They
mm-hmm.
tore it down. But I remember when they built the new school building. When we went to school that morning, and everybody got all their books and everything ready, and they all lined us up and went in a line out to the new building.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that about like it was yesterday,
because
mm-hmm. we thought that was the prettiest building we were showing had upstairs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, The new building was painted white, was it?
Yeah.
It was upstairs. Describe it for me. If now the front door faced the north.
Uh-huh.
And two doors.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little, well, it's just like this. There was a little vestibule here at the front.
Mm-hmm.
And two doors here in the step. Mm-hmm. And you went in and there were stairways on each side right here.
Mm-hmm.
And they had we had already, I guess they had, they must have had a well up here then. But no, I guess that's later years that they had just a hydrant in the hall there, and then it had a bucket under it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of messy, but
mm-hmm.
I guess they didn't have that at first. So, mm-hmm. But when you went into this hallway, and then the building came out on each side.
Mm-hmm.
This long vestibule of a thing, a hallway,
mm-hmm.
and the stairway on both sides,
mm-hmm.
going upstairs, and the doors led into the rooms.
So how many rooms did you have downstairs?
Well, just had two large rooms and one upstairs.
And one big room upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And how many grades did you have in each room?
You know, I don't know. I think about nine
different rooms.
I think so.
First through the ninth.
Uh-huh, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I was in we called it the little room, the big room, you know,
mm-hmm.
what they called it. And I was in the little room, and there's one this way on the east was the little room, and I could look out and see our house all the time. And it was a lot, it was a good feeling.
Uh-huh.
Just see it where you live.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of lonely when you, weren't you lonely when
mm-hmm.
you first
mm-hmm.
started school?
Mm-hmm.
I was so lonely, and the first day Sally went, she wouldn't go in.
Now, is Miss Sally older or younger?
Yeah, she's older.
She's older.
Uh-huh.
So she had already started school.
Yeah, she's already started school.
Mm-hmm.
She started school 2 years before then. Then sister was older than that, and she started.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hubert was older.
Mm-hmm. So they had all been to school. Now, did you all finish school in Continental?
Well, of course, when we after we got past the ninth grade, we went to Grapevine.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't finish because my eyes kept bothering me, and I had the headache all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And but Sally graduated at Grapevine, and so did Louise
mm-hmm.
and Hubert.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Mary, of course, she finished.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to Grapevine, but I didn't finish up there.
Okay, let's see, what about your house when you were in school? Was it painted white?
Yeah. Well, now I believe it's light gray. It's a long time ago, as well as I remember, when
mm-hmm.
I was real small.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that paint was worn, well, they painted white, and it was always white after that.
Now, was it a two-story house?
No.
One yeah. story.
And there's a window up there in it, you know, but that's up into the attic.
How long did that house stand before they tore it down?
It's not torn down, it's still down there.
Oh, you're talking about the one there in the
where
station.
Where we
lived.
But now the Stringfellow house.
Yeah.
Over there now, what I started saying now, Mom and Dad lived in the house with Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Till I was about, they had four children.
Mm-hmm.
Four first ones was born, and I was about, I was hardly 2 years old, because we have a picture
mm-hmm.
after we moved over into this one,
mm-hmm.
and Mama had me up in her arms.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was not hardly 2 years old, maybe a year and a half old.
So you think somewhere around 1903, they built and moved into that house?
Yeah, could have been 1904 if it's... Mm-hmm. I was born in 1902. It'd be near 1904. Maybe just before
yeah.
I was two, because it was, I think in February when we moved in.
Do you, okay, so your father had the house built, or did he build it himself?
Well, he had it built.
Had it built.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that's just before Grandma died. They lived in the house with her 9 years
mm-hmm.
over there in the Stringfellow house.
Now, when you moved out, did your grandmother move with you, or did she stay in her house?
She stayed there, but she didn't stay very long by herself, and Mama and Dad had to build a, when they built the house, they just built one flue, and that was in a room on this side. And one, the room that they was going to bring her to, let her live in, didn't have a flue, and they had built the flue ready to move her in, because Mama just didn't want her to stay by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd have to go over there and stay with her, or have sister or some mom stay, and they're just little kids, and they didn't like to stay away from home. So she said, well, she'd just come and live with Mama.
Now, how long did her house stand?
You know, I don't have any recollection of what year it was, but Lord, it was, I remember it rented for years and years, and I'd go see kids over there in that house.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I don't remember ever having lived in it. Mm-hmm. I was that young that I couldn't remember.
Was that house a big house?
Well, no, it was, it had upstairs. Now, it had upstairs.
It was a single house.
Kind of, uh-huh. But it wasn't a big house. You know, you've seen those kind that kind of loft-like,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
didn't have a, wasn't a big two-story house,
right. Right.
But it had
a, had a big family living in it.
Yeah, sure. And it had two large rooms in the hall through there, and then a kitchen. There would be three, a long kitchen and dining area together, so it equaled about four rooms
mm-hmm.
downstairs, and a hall, mm-hmm. and then a long front porch, and then just upstairs was, I don't think it was finished up very good or anything, as well as I remember.
Now, did this house face the south?
Over on the Lock Lane?
Mm-hmm.
No, it faced east.
Faced east.
And it's about there, where that, was it, whose house is first in that line on the west side facing the east? Is it Rita Parker's? Was it Rita's?
Mm-hmm,
or
is
it Jean?
So.
That,
mm-hmm, so it wasn't very far off of Bethel Road then?
No, it's on what's now Lock Lane.
It's not as far as the Johnson's house.
No, uh-uh. It's back this way. And it used to, I think the trees are gone now, but there was trees there when the old Stringfellow house was there.
Now, when it was standing, was it on the west or the east side of Lock Lane?
It's on the west side, facing the east. And it's like the very last house that's down that way, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's where it was, and there was a big cedar of Lebanon in the yard,
mm-hmm.
and some more big trees.
Did it have a gravel road going up through there?
No, just a little dirt road.
Uh-huh. Where Lock Lane is now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that little dirt road, and then my uncle, Mama's brother, built one right on the road where Billy James built his first house.
Right.
He built a pretty home there, a big white house with a pretty porch and banisters on it, and these scallops, you know how the
mm-hmm.
old house used to be scalloped mm-hmm. around the roof and things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Uncle Bill built that house. We thought it was a fine house, and it was a 4-5 room house.
That would have been, what year would that have been? How old would you have been when he built that, or do you remember?
I don't know, but let me see.
Was it standing?
I don't remember when he built it. I'm too small to remember.
So he must have built it.
But it was there. I said that they lived there now when I was born. I believe in when maybe Sandy was born.
So it was built sometime before you were born.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was. And it was a house that moved over here, you know, it burned that Evelyn lived in. When her house burned, do you remember when Evelyn's house burned over here, over there back where the bank is? That was the old Uncle Bill's strength all house.
Now, wait a minute, which house? Let's see. Where was it located? I forgot.
It was about over there back where the bank is, along there.
And there was a house, and they had moved, and that was the house?
That's the house Uncle Bill built.
Uh-huh.
But the old Stringfellow house, now uh-huh. grandpa's house
uh-huh.
that he built, it was moved over there on that farm. And they used it, Dr. Clifford Sanders owned this over here. I think his parents bought it.
Uh-huh.
And he inherited it maybe. And he moved that old Stringfellow home over here on another farm. Let's see, what is over there now? It's over there, back there, about where, kind of toward the lake. That That farm right there where the leak is.
Okay, so.
And they moved that up in the field and used it for a clubhouse.
Clubhouse?
Yeah, for a while.
Now this would be off of Beltline Road, or is it off, or?
We went down the road going to Carrollton.
Okay, so toward Carrollton. And it'd be over on the right somewhere?
Uh-huh. On the right,
house,
up in the field.
And the house is not still there?
No, it burned.
Oh, it burned, okay.
It burned.
And you say they used it for a clubhouse, meaning?
That's what I think they said. Dr. Clifford Sanders had it moved over there and they painted it, I don't know what, kind of a drab looking color.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. I saw, of course, Mama was living when it was way back there.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have any idea what year it was or anything.
But it was very close. Was it, as you're going on the road toward Carrollton, would it be further than Moore Road?
No.
It
would be about across from maybe a little further that way. Over in that field from Causey's. Causey's old house?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's kind of south of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
And now it's on
exactly.
It's on power plant land, of course.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to stop and think about what's over there.
Yeah.
Everything's just changed up so.
Well,
and the
power plant, of course, changed all that up too.
Yeah. Now that's just a power plant, but it'd be this side of the power plant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of, and where that little crook is in the road, you know, there was a house Dr. Bennett on that farm, and it seemed like to me that house is kind of down between Cosby House and that one, that lane that went down there, just a little dirt lane went down.
But it would have been.
And then they used it for a farmhand.
But it would have been on the south side of the road.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about the Stringfellow, Mr. Stringfellow, your father, your grandfather.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Was he a farmer?
Well, I. Of course, he was a blacksmith.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he had that farmland, and I guess he farmed some too, and his boys, he had a bunch of boys.
But he was primarily a blacksmith.
Uh-huh, and he had a farm too. He farmed some, I imagine. Well, that's before my time, you
see. So do you remember anything else he did in the area? Did he gave the land for the church.
And he helped to build it.
Helped to build the Methodist church.
Uh-huh, and I know that Mama always said he... Then, you know, they had a lot of wild cowboys and things just cutting up and everything. And she said Grandpa always tried to keep peace around the church, you know, when they're having church. If there's any disturbance on the outside, he always went out to try to quieten them down and things like that, drunks or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he helped to build a church, and he had teams. He did farm because he had two teams, and he sent two of his boys with the two teams, and then there were some other men, a few others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one wasn't very many here, but they had a few more men that had boys and a team, and they sent them to East Texas to get lumber to build a church.
To East Texas.
Uh-huh. East Texas.
And did they also get the school building lumber from East Texas?
No, I don't know about that. See, that school building was there when, after the church was built, of course.
Yeah.
Because, see, they used that church for a school to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they were so anxious to get the, this is just what I heard Mama say, they're so anxious. She's just 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They're anxious to get the church built. He just couldn't wait till they got the floor in. They started having church before they got the floor in the church. Because, see, they had to send back to East Texas to get more lumber.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started, they used those, sat on those sleepers and started preaching and their feet on the ground.
So this lumber came in on the railroad?
No, it came by wagon.
Did it come by wagon?
See, the boys, the younger ones, the older men like Grandpa and a few others, Mr. Ewan Thomas, and I don't know who else, but Duncan, I think it was spelled the name of Duncan. But anyway, they went to the woods and cut big trees down and fixed what they call the sleepers to build a church on.
Mm-hmm.
And when they, in 1935, when they tore the church partly down, Mm-hmm. Well, those logs that they said were just as sound as a dog. Still just as firm and good.
Let's talk about your father and your mother, the Kirklands.
Uh-huh.
What did your father do? He farmed.
His father was a doctor.
His father was a doctor.
In Alabama.
Alabama. Where did your father farm? What was his farmland?
Well, now, of course, what I remember, he had a small farm down in where Willowwood is. He just had a few acres down there. I think it's about 13 or 15 acres. Mm-hmm. Right where Willowwood is.
Okay.
The big old pecan tree is still there. That was there when I was a little child and went to sleep under the tree in Blister.
Right.
And that pecan tree is still there. Was still there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they put it down yet or not. But his main farm that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm sure when he first started farming, he just rented a farm, but I don't know where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But all I can remember, he is down there on Lodge, when you go down Lodge Road,
mm-hmm.
right at the end of Lodge Road, there was about 10 or 20 acres there that Selim Harvey bought later.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad didn't own that, but he owned the one that joined it on the north. It's just east of the city hall,
mm-hmm.
you know, not too far.
Mm-hmm.
But it's right with that Lodge Road.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Lodge Road? That was a main road that went down to that farm.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Louisville road.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Louisville that way.
A Lodge. Now, was this Lodge or Hertz Road?
Lodge.
Lodge.
It goes down. Now, Hertz is further up.
Now you're talking about Sandy Lake Road and turning left on Lodge Road.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you know,
Hertz is closer this way.
Uh-huh. And he had 40 acres down there that he farmed, and I think that's about his first he bought.
Mm-hmm.
And bought a little place down there where Willowwood is, but he soon traded that off. Mm-hmm. Bought this place over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know where this place is,
mm-hmm.
where this addition is right over here back up. All those houses right across that. Well, that branch down there in that woods, you know, belonged to it.
Right.
Behind the Mitchells and all that.
Yeah.
That was our land,
mm-hmm.
where all those trees are. There's a branch there. And the other side of it was a farming land.
Mm-hmm.
He bought that from Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
He bought it from the Harris, from his wife. But that bottom land first, I think, that he bought of his own, 40 acres, and then he bought this.
Before we go any further, let's talk again about the roads, if you remember them. If we were going on Sandy Lake Road, as if we were going to our Carrollton, you could turn left on Hertz Road, couldn't you? And go up over the creek and go toward Louisville?
Yeah.
Now, you're saying you could go on down and turn left on Lodge Road, and your farm would be down there.
Uh-huh.
But you could also go on north to Louisville also?
Uh-huh. Well, the way it was, up here at the end of Hertz, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can see that old road
right.
going on down. It went on down there just a short distance. Then it turned back.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned and went across the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the same time, let's see. If you're going to Carrollton,
mm-hmm.
on that same road, I'm talking loud.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, like you go on Hurst Road down here, and then you take the right and come here, and then you go across the creek to Louisville. All right, this road came on back.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Lodge Road, you know, come on
mm-hmm.
up here. And then it went on down where Sandy Lake goes now.
Okay. So you're saying that Hurst Road went off to the east a little bit before it went over the creek?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did.
And it hooked up with Lodge Road.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It went on, and if you went to Carrollton that way, well, you'd go on down there, and you'd turn down there, and you'd come on back and hit Lodge Road and come on back, and then go on the way it is, just about where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Only when you got to the river, you know, then they had to go to the narrowest part of a
mm-hmm.
stream to build a bridge. It was
right.
easier.
Right.
And it gets cheaper, too.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go by there, let's see, yeah, let's see now, There's one. See, there was two ways to go to Charlton, across that river. And
there were. I didn't know.
Let's see. I think, now, oh yeah, it's down here, instead of going across the bridge at the dam there, you turn to the right, and you follow that creek a little piece, till I imagine it got narrower. And then you went across the bridge. Then you came back.
So you're saying that when you went to cross over the Elm Fork of the Trinity River,
you'd
go down Sandy Lake Road or whatever it was called then.
Yeah, it was called that.
And you'd go down and turn right.
And drove down the creek a little piece, and then you crossed over. And there's a big old humped up bridge. You know how they...
Metal bridge?
Wood. And, of course, a lot of the bridges had that metal stuff over them, but I don't know whether this did. I kind of believe it did. But, I guess that was to make them stouter, wasn't it? Where they bowled them up like that.
And after you went over the bridge, you turned back left again and came back?
Yeah, I came back just about.
Now, do you know, Clayton Harwell told me a story, see if you remember this. Clayton Harwell told me a story about a guy who lived down there one day who jumped off that bridge into the river. They lit him with gasoline and everything, and he jumped into the river. His name was Prater. Do you remember any of that story?
Well, I don't know whether I did or not. I don't know. Seems like to me I did, but it wouldn't be possible. I wouldn't know it enough to tell it. But see, my life, I do remember she hadn't talked about that. Bill, like on 121 now.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen that old bridge down there, haven't you? West.
Now, wait, on 121 or on Denton Pass?
No, 121.
121,
Over here on 121. Haven't you noticed? That cat woke me in. I better let her in before she's been gone all day.
Okay.
But I remember when it was built. After I sit a while, I have to linger up.
Sure.
And what that old leg that was broken. Come on in. I remember my daddy helped Bill that. See, Dad worked on the road for the county after he still farmed, all right? They kept a hired man all the time, and he worked extra when they started building roads.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what year that was.
Mm-hmm.
He helped to gravel all these roads around here.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lee's back come feed your cat. Wait, I'll see you. I'll let her out in the garage, and then I think that's what she wants. Okay, I'll let you out. We didn't have a bridge over there. We had to go through the creek. There's the water in the creek. I was always scared.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad would just go through anything, but they see they had this. I forgot what they call that crossing. Rock crossing, I think.
Now this was on where 121 is now, going toward Huntsville.
And it was a little to the west there. Mm-hmm. The old road went that way, and you went through the water.
Mm-hmm.
To people's houses, and you couldn't go on to Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Just went on there. And then later, after Dad began work on the road, I don't know just when that was. I was about 8.
So you think somewhere around 1910?
Yeah, I think so.
1910,
or 12.
They started building the road to Louisville?
Well, they built that new bridge. No, they already had the... No, he helped to build that old one. It's the old one. He didn't help build it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's that old one. If you ever noticed, I saw it down there.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been too many years ago. They maybe have taken it down there. It's way down low compared to this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, let's see, how did that road, you know, it's hard to remember how the roads went.
But did you use that road much? Because that road just went to some houses down there.
Well, at first went across the creek, but it was a road to Louisville. It was a road to Louisville.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think how it went.
Well, now you could also get to Louisville by going on Hertz Road, like you said, right?
Yeah.
And going up over the creek,
yeah.
And then going back up and then joining. Joining 121 where it does now? Did it do that then?
No.
Uh-uh.
Let's see. It went just about the way it does now.
Mm-hmm.
It, well, when you got across the creek down here at Hurst and Lodge Road, you could go either way, according to where you live. Because the Lodge and Hurst didn't connect like it does now at Sandy Lake.
Mm-hmm.
It went right. But we had that's just pasture in between there. You have to make this box that went come back.
Mm-hmm.
And the road to Louisville, I know Dad had to build that first bridge across the creek down there on 121.
Mm-hmm.
It is now a little to the west of 121.
Mm-hmm.
The old road was a lot lower, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you went on, and I believe you, now Sally was here, she might, she could help me. Remember, but you went by a round road somewhere or other, and you came in. I just can't remember. I'd have to think about that a long time.
Well, I tell you what. Let's finish up talking about your father. Now, did your father do anything? You said he helped build the bridge.
Yeah, he worked for the county and farmed at the same time.
Yeah, did he do anything else? Like later in life, didn't he work at a cotton gin?
No.
No.
He never did work at a
cotton gin. What else did he do?
That's just about all he did. Of course, he would haul things for people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He used to haul from a long time ago when he was young. He made some trips to Dallas to haul things to the store here some.
Mm-hmm.
He made a few trips.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't use that as a trade. He was a farmer, and then he worked for the town. Then on up till he got older and couldn't farm anything.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for the county for years. He was a kind of a boss on the road. Had his two teams and a hired man.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have one team in the field maybe and one on the road. And he helped to gravel these roads here and see about them. And on in front of the Methodist Church, that was just a little dirt road that went on. Only when I can remember, we had a gravel road from our old house right down here, you know, the filling station, just about where you went to the Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it ended there. The gravel road didn't come on through town a little way. On down east, just a short distance, and just...
Okay, that's what I want to talk to you about. Let's talk about the road. Okay, so you say when you could remember, so that would probably be when you were 8 or 9 or 10 years old. Okay.
He built that bridge across the river, the first car I ever rode in.
Uh-huh.
Is the reason I remember, and I know my little brother was about 2 years old, and he is 7.
So you think this is about 1910, somewhere around 1910.
10 or 11, 10 or 12.
So as best you can remember, by about 1910, 11 or 12, the roads in Caulfield were gravel roads.
They began to gravel them.
Okay.
Some
and it came up to almost to your house,
uh-huh.
or a little further, went to the Baptist Church,
uh-huh.
and stopped.
Went down the east feet, and then it was just dirt road.
Okay, now did it stop or did the dirt road go on toward?
Dirt road went on.
It went on toward 121.
Grapevine.
Grapevine. Now, do you remember as you went down that dirt road that way toward Grapevine?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember turning left and going?
I know exactly how that went.
And went over to the railroad.
Uh huh. Went over the railroad by the old Cottonwood Church.
Yeah.
And then you took the right. And went down that way, less than a mile. I believe then there were several houses along there.
Uh-huh.
And then you came back to the north and you crossed the railroad again.
Uh-huh.
And then you took the left after you crossed the railroad, just short distance, took the left, and you went in on Wall Street.
Uh-huh.
That's the way you
went. That was called Coppell Road.
Yeah, that's called Coppell Road.
Now, was there another road, you know, when you turn left there to go, you know, that's where Terry Kirkland used to live down there. You remember that?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Laura.
Yeah.
They lived in it. Well, when you turned left to go down toward Cottonwood, did the road go on toward 121 too, or was there no road there?
Let's see. No, there wasn't any road there.
121.
This was the main road to Grapevine.
Uh-huh. So if you wanted to go to Grapevine, that's the one you had to go.
Uh-huh. And then they eventually... they built, instead of crossing the railroad, they had another road that they went right up the railroad, just connected these two. You know, they went across the railroad and come back across. They just connected it right in here.
So, the way to go to Grapevine was to follow the railroad track on into Wall Street.
Yeah.
You know, I have a copy of an old map in 19-something in Grapevine, and it shows Coppell Road there. And I walked back in there. That road is still there.
Yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm.
That's how it makes me homesick when I see it. It goes under LBJ now.
Yeah.
But it's there.
And then...
So you don't think 121 was built there. 121 was probably not built until your father probably built that bridge.
No, it was 121... that's before they had 121 when they built that bridge. It's just a railroad. You know where Coppell Road, how it goes and goes to that station. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, that's the old road. That's what it was. And then, this road here, it's Ruby Road.
Ruby Road is...
goes by and goes into 121. Is it Ruby Road?
No, you're thinking of Sweet Road.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sweet Road. Was, of course, the one in the Sandy Lakes that go on up there, connect that.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, but further gracious.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old Lucifer Road. Now, that's the way you'd leave here. You'd go down this gravel road here in front of these houses, just like you do now, and turn down, there were further gracious, take the left.
Mm-hmm.
And,
now, that's Ruby Road.
That's Ruby Road. Mm-hmm. All right, and then you go right on just like it is, go by, and cross Old Cottonwood Branch over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then down there...
That's called State Road.
State Road. And then when you hit Sweet Road here, well, you take the left. It went to the left. There wasn't anything back out here.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a... No. You could come back this way as far as that corner where South is.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the old Lucifer Road.
The one that goes toward Lucky Corner.
That was the old Lucifer Road.
Now,
and
so
the other was just a little lane here when you got to Sweet, from State to Sweet right here.
Mm-hmm.
They was just a little old wagon road going by those houses.
Well, let me see if I got this straight. If I was downtown Coppell and I wanted to go to Louisville, I would go down Coppell Road, past the Thompson House, past the old fire station, where it was now the fire station, down by Virgil Grace's, turn left on Ruby Road, go right on State Road, and go straight on down and make a little jog to my right, and then north, and then go up and cross that bridge that your father built somewhere up in there,
and just grab a rope.
Now, could I also get to Louisville by going up Hearst Road?
Yeah.
And cross the river. And somewhere up there, those two things met, didn't they?
No, I don't think they did. I think, let's see. You know, I'm trying to think how that did along there. I can't think how that went. Like that cat in was a little crazy. But how did that go? You know, it makes me come back to me when I think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Louise is in yonder. Louise, call me back.
Well, hi, Louise. How are you? It's good to see you. You all right? It's a pleasure to see you.
And we're up in High Cottonwood.
What was it called? A Freeze Top Syrup.
Yeah.
And
people used to visit their friends.
Uh-huh.
And all up in these cross timbers, as they called it.
Uh-huh.
And up in there, we'd go see people, spend the day.
So you'd go up there and visit?
Yeah. And people come see us. And Louisville people come over here to church, you know, to their revivals in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Those gentries and, I don't know, Fox and some of those old families over there. Mm-hmm. And we used to visit people in Louisville. And I remember when Louisville had the dusty roads down Main Street. That was the sandiest, dusty town after Coppell. It was never that dusty.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the dustiest towns in the world because it's kind of sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Clear, but I'm trying to think how those two roads they didn't come together till they fixed 121.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see now, we used to. Oh, I know that That one went across Denton Creek.
It's Hertz Road.
No, over here.
What would be 121?
Let's see. When you went to Louisville, you know where Herschel Woods had that gravel pit and things over there? You remember? Mm-hmm. Do you remember all that gravel work? Well, all right. That's the way it went across that bridge. Oh, it wasn't this bridge, it's a little further to the west. Mm-hmm. And came on there and went down west. As we came in, kind of on the west end of Louisville, mm-hmm. as well as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, that went across this one, came in down on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of where it does now. Oh, you made, of course you didn't cut a corner off of a farm. Mm-hmm. You just went around every farm.
Right. Right.
No matter how many cooks you have in the road. And
okay, let's talk, now let me see. Let's talk about what you remember. Again, this would probably be when you were pretty young, like 10, 11, 12 years old. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about what you remember of the other roads. That would be Coppell Road going by Virgin Graces. That's what we call Coppell. You say there was no sandy lake between Sweet Road and where Minyard's is now?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? There was nothing in there at all.
That's it. No, because, yeah, the sandy glass water. Down here, of course, it made all these little crooks here,
mm-hmm.
going to Louisville,
mm-hmm.
Where it does now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when you get to Denton Tap here,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Sweet Home is right there where his trailers are, his mobile
mm-hmm.
home,
mm-hmm.
and the thing. And that road came around in front of the, coming here before they got this light.
Mm-hmm.
We hit Denton Tap off of Pepper School Road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his mobile home's right,
mm-hmm.
right out there. All right, the Sweet Home was there.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was the old book home, the first brick house that ever built in Dallas
mm-hmm.
County was right there.
Mm-hmm. That's across from Stopping Governor.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You just took the left here
mm-hmm.
and went right up here to where Van Bibber,
mm-hmm.
Van Bibber is.
Mm-hmm.
Then it cooked again and went down
mm-hmm.
to where Hurst Road is.
Mm-hmm.
That was gravel road, and then you went down Hurst Road and then on, like I told you, across Sandy
right.
Lake. None of that, there wasn't Sandy Lake, there wasn't
mm-hmm.
Denton's house.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything there.
Now, so Van Bibber was the original Bethel School Road. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then later they added that other
part. And you see way Van Bibber, I think it's just in the same spot. Because where you hit Van Bibber, hits Hurst.
Uh-huh.
Well, you could turn to the left and to the right. You could turn back and come back to where it turns now. You
right
know,
back,
Bethel,
which is Bethel School.
And go on down. That's
mm-hmm.
the same road to old Bethel Church.
So what about, now, in those early days, do you remember there being a road connecting between where Sweet's house was, Bullock's house? From there, was there a road that went on back south to where mm-hmm. the mobile station is now, Dairy Queen and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any road in there? So
yeah.
The way to get in there was to come back through Coppell
yeah.
and go back out the road that came by that was Pinkerton Elementary School and out in there. Is that right? Now, was there a road that went, now for going back to Van Bibber Road, did Denton Tap go from Van Bibber Road on north to...
Oh,
because you had to go on Hertz.
You have to go on Hertz. Denton Tap wasn't there.
Yeah.
That was just all the field.
When do you remember Denton Tap being built?
I declare, that's the closest. It wouldn't seem far away now to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't
wait. Well, let me suggest this to you. Do you remember that when Sandy Lake Road was built, it wasn't called Sandy Lake Road, it was called Denton Road. And that's the way you went to Denton. My father remembers driving up through there and going to Denton. So Denton Tap was built to tap Denton Road.
Yeah. It's been built a long time.
Yeah, it's been there a long time.
It's been there a long time. don't know why, I can't remember.
Okay, let's talk. Let's talk.
And see, they didn't have this dam. They didn't have that dam there until I believe I was nearly a teenager when they built that dam.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 12, 14.
That was on Sandy Lake Road.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? What about, let's talk about going down Bethel School Road. Let's say you went down Van Bibber Road, which in those days was Bethel School.
I guess. Yeah.
And you turned to the right, and then you went on down to the corner of Mower and Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there was a Bethel School down there.
Yeah, right out in the corner. Our Sally taught her first year in 1919.
Now, was it on the right? Would that be on the southwest corner?
It is just to the right. When you get to the Mower Road, it's to the right here.
So it'd be on the right-hand side as you're facing Mower Road.
Uh-huh.
And there was church first. Right
church
there.
First and then the school.
Then the school was further to the south of it. And,
oh, wait a minute, further to the south?
Further to the south of the church.
So the school was on the very corner of Mower and Bethel.
No, the church.
The church. And then the school was actually on Mower Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was.
How far apart were they?
You know, I don't remember. They was pretty close.
So where historic Bethel Cemetery is now, you know, the one that Mary
was
born in,
it
was across from
the
schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sure was.
Yeah. Now, what kind of buildings were the church and the school? Why?
Just white frame buildings.
White frame buildings.
Pretty nice looking buildings.
Now, the church faced north?
No, faced east, and the school did too.
It faced east. Now, if the school faced east, does that mean the road was behind it?
No, the road was in front of it. Where it is now. More road's where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's right here in this corner. And the church faced the east.
I see. Church faced...
When you're talking about school road, you're right by the side of the
right. So the church... The school. Which was first, the church or the school?
Church.
The church faced Moore Road then.
Uh-huh.
And the school did too.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. And over here on the left, there was a stile. You know, you've ever done it all right. There was still a stile and an old well there and a log cabin.
What's a stile?
That's going over a fence instead of gate.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, steps.
So that would be on the left corner of Bethel and Moore.
Uh-huh. There was a stile, and that's where they got their water. From the church there, we'd go over to that house. Mm-hmm.
So that house
had friends that lived down in there.
So that house had its own well.
Huh?
That house had its own well, and that's where they got the water.
Just drawing water. Uh-huh. A bucket, I imagine.
Were there a lot of other houses down there?
Uh-uh. Well, it's scattered around. There's been many farmhouses.
Uh-huh.
And little, every farmhouse had a little house where they hired a tenant or something.
Do you remember that area being called Bethel?
Yeah. It's been called Bethel a long time.
Uh-huh. Evidently, Bethel's older than Coppell, because that's the area where the Parrish family settled, over there on Long
Island. I don't know. It was Bethel when I knew.
Did you know any of the Parrish family?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's where the cemetery was on the Parrish land, too.
Uh-huh.
He's a brother to the one that, sought his name, granddad. Yeah,
okay.
I remember Blind Joe Parrish, that started in, it's not started. Oh, yeah. There's another cemetery, down there on that Parrish place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's their...
Their family's
in there. Their family's in that. Well, he was blind, I remember.
Okay, now let's see what you remember. Now, what kind of road was Bethel School Road when you remember it? Was it just gravel or dirt? Or
it's dirt on the first year.
Dirt road?
And then
it's big enough for a wagon to get down?
Oh, yeah. It's good roads and ditches on each side. It's bedded up, They're pretty good. Oh, it's just dirt roads. But then it's gravel a long time. I think I was about 12 or 10 or 10 or something like that when they started graveling on the roads.
Uh-huh. Now, what about the road? We've talked about the road as it goes through town and toward Grapevine.
Uh-huh.
And we've talked about the road as it goes toward Grace Parish, the Graces, and on up in there.
Yeah.
We've talked now about Bethel School Road as it goes around by the Hood house,
uh-huh,
and all around, and then you said it made the jog and went on to Bethel School.
Uh-huh.
What about Moore Road? It went down, if you're on Bethel School Road, it's the church and the school. You turned right and went south on Moore Road. How did it, it went way on over past where the lake is now, didn't it? Over to Hackberry?
Uh-huh.
Over to Hackberry.
Well, no. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I tell you, it went to the right,
uh-huh,
at the school.
Uh-huh.
I had space. We passed the school, and I know Charlie Howe lived in a little house just to the side of the railroad.
Uh-huh.
And then the house, the road turned out, made some crazy turns.
It turned to the left, didn't it?
Well, and the Bullock place was back over there, right south of that plant over there, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
now you talked about the Bullock place that was the first brick house in...
No, that Bullock day. Yeah,
okay. That was at the corner of Bellville and
Downtown. I think it was along
there.
I never did even see the house he was torn. Well,
mm-hmm,
I've seen the brick house too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a two-story brick house, and we can't find a picture of it anywhere, but I remember that house. But I think they had torn a porch off something, because everyone says it had a porch on.
Well, when I was a real little kid, I remember there was a big two-story wooden house on the corner where the trailer house was.
Now that's Mr. Walter Sweet built that house.
That was after the
now
brick house.
Now that seems new to me.
Yeah.
Compared to the old brick house, they lived in it at first when he first bought
the brick house was in the same place?
Uh-huh. Just about it, I guess. The old brick house, and I understand that now that was the first brick house ever built in Dallas County.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I've seen the house. And I can just see it now. I remember how it looked as well as Kevin's second house. But then he tore that
down. I remember that old two-story wooden house was rented out and it burned.
Yeah.
Remember there was a real poor family that lived there and they burned, the house burned.
But now, we're talking about this road.
Uh-huh. Moore Road.
The Moore Road, just after, part of that, our road was just where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
It went down to that creek.
It sounds to turn back left. About where Beltline Road is.
When you come down Moore Road, now, and you cross that railroad, and there was a Charlie Howley in a little house right here in later years. And road turned right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the same time, see, it was this that comes up here because this house, where it does.
Okay,
it
so there was still a road there.
Uh huh. But there was one road. That where this house was, and you turn to the left to go to Charleston, you turn to the right to come to Top Hill. There was one road that went on up there by the Bullock House.
Uh-huh.
Just went to the corner. The gate, you went in right at the corner of their place, and the house is right up there. And then you came on down here, and to the west, and then you came back in over there almost to Cosby's house, a little bit east of Cosby's house. Got back in this road.
Okay.
I don't know why they made so many turns and hooks and crooks. There's one that went on down across that lake after you passed the Cosby House. So this road that went up this way went on down, but the Charlie Moore place, you know, Lizzie Coach's day. On the place down there.
Mm-hmm.
And see the Bullock places back up here and the Moore places down here, they had big places.
Now the road that goes to Carrollton now was there and it went down the Ledbetter Road, right? That's the river.
Well, I think this, but that wasn't the main road.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the main road. I just went down in that community there, that road, and it came back into this one, come Carroll, but this one that, kind of where it is now. Was it main one went across the river.
So if you wanted to go to Carrollton in about 1910 or 1912, you could go down Moore Road, south on Moore Road, and turn left.
Yeah.
And go straight on right where
you're going. Of course, if you're going from Coppell, you just to come on over here kind of the way it comes. something now, and make that turn, and if I can go by the cross again.
So even
you turned on up here and made some more
so
turns.
Even as early as you remember it, there was a road that went to Carrollton where it
does dirt road. Mm-hmm. Just a dirt road a long time. I believe this was gravel first, like where Sandy Lake is. Mm-hmm. I think it was gravel before that down there. I know they was right down the river, there's an old house that stood there. I think niggers lived in it finally. Mm-hmm. But it was some more lived there. I remember that.
Okay.
You know, water got all up in
down
there.
Now let's go back. I hope you are you getting tired? You sure okay?
All right.
You're telling me a lot of good stuff here. Now let's pretend like we're in downtown Cosdale, okay?
Uh-huh.
Somewhere when you were around 12 or something like that, 10 or 11, 12, okay? Uh-huh. Now what can you tell me? Suppose we were here, let's just start with what we call Bethel, okay? Right here in front of my parents' house,
uh-huh.
The one up in front of the stores and up towards the barbershop.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what businesses do you remember in there, the earliest?
Well, the earliest when I was smaller than that. There was a blacksmith shop down there where Clay's house is.
Okay.
Right along in there, there was a little blacksmith shop, and it wasn't a very big one.
That would
now,
be
that's
some,
the very,
you say that's when you were real young.
Uh-huh, that was the very first blacksmith shop I remember. His name was Kirby.
Now, that would be in addition to the Stringfellow blacksmith shop?
Well, that'd be after. That's that.
Okay.
The Stringfellow shop was before I was born.
Yeah, okay.
And sister says she can remember going down there and picking up nails and horseshoes and things like that when she was a little kid, but the shop was already gone even when she was little.
So the shop was gone by the turn of the century?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was gone. I guess after he died. He died when Mama was 16, you see. Well, I guess that's when the shop was gone. Because Mr. Parr used to work down there when he was a little fella. I think he and his daddy or something worked down there in that shop. I heard Mama talk about it. See, some
So if you were at that blacksmith shop or on that corner,
uh-huh.
and you came on this direction, what would be next?
Well, next thing, and of course after the blacksmith shop, of course it didn't stay there so very long after I was.
You remember a service station there, a filling station?
No, yeah, that was there. But there was a lumber yard there. Now, after the blacksmith shop was there was a lumber yard there, and Tom Moore owned it.
Mm-hmm.
All there where Clay's house is, all on that pretty nice big building.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of lumber. Mm-hmm. And then the next was a little old store that it is a... let's see now, Uncle Tom Harrison's big store is the next thing in the way of a store. I think
that would be where the grocery, where that Napa store is now?
Tom Harrison.
Was that?
That's Clay's grandfather.
Clay's grandfather, okay. He had a big store in there.
But now, before my time, I don't know if somebody else might have owned that store because I think there was a post office in there. I think our very first post office was there, and I don't know if it was in that building or not. I wouldn't say though. I don't know. But I remember one time going to that post office and sis led me. Now, I think that's the first thing I remember. It's her.
A separate building.
The post office just in the front part of it.
So it's part of the grocery store.
I don't know when what I remember about the Harrison store was that they had materials and things like that. It wasn't a grocery store.
It was a general store.
A general store. And then they had a little barber shop there later years, but I don't know whether it was there first.
Yeah.
And then they had the brick stores at first.
Mm-hmm.
And Ratley, who I believe was the first was one to build those. Now, I wouldn't be sure, but I think Ratley, what was his name?
Well, I know. He's Ken Darcy Matthews.
No.
No, it was a different Ratley.
Different Ratley.
But they did have a general store in there too.
Yeah, right.
Now that would be somewhere around where Dolly's is now.
Yeah. And the bank then put in right there beside that, so they built a brick, brick bank.
So the bank was located where?
And that was in 1909 now when the bank was put in.
So the bank was built on the north side of the road.
And east of this general store.
So it would be where that brick building is now that used to be a laundromat, right in there.
You see, that was the old bank building, that laundromat was. That old bank building. And then the store was west of there. And then there was a big store on the corner right here where Ms. Miller's house is. That was a big two-story house.
Now, let's talk about that. That was a store, two-story. You remember, is that the one that Plata couldn't remember very well when she talked to me? She said upstairs is the lodge hall.
Is it Woodman?
Woodman of the World.
Woodman of the World.
Lodge hall. Uh-huh. Which way did it face? This way or that way?
Faced east.
East.
And then there's one right across from it, a lot older building. It was the first drugstore, and John Cosby owned it, but that's before my time.
Where was that? Was that where your little house is?
No, it's over here on the corner of your daddy's and that block.
Okay, so they had a drugstore there, you say?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's why.
I think Mary Evelyn has a picture of that.
I remember that because I remember now it is one of the oldest buildings.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot older than these others.
Now you think it was on the corner, right there on the corner of my parents' place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember or do you have any idea which way it faced?
West.
Okay. Do you remember it being upstairs?
It had a little old upstairs to it too, and the Farmers Union met in that one. My daddy was a woodsman and a Farmers Union both.
So he did both.
And so we got to go to both of them. They have ice cream suppers and things like that occasionally.
Now the store, Jack, that was on the corner where Ms. Miller's house is, downstairs was a general store?
It was a grocery store.
Grocery store.
And I don't remember who the person was. I think some of the Harrisons. I'm not sure the other set of Harrisons. You know, there's three of those Harrison brothers. Uh-huh. John, Billy, John, and Tom, I think. Or Tom and John. I don't know. But I've seen all of them.
Well, now the records say that the first general store in Coffeyville was owned by W.O. Harrison. Now, who was that one of those? Billy?
That's Billy.
And you think his store was right there on the corner?
I don't know. Now this, I'm sure, was not his store because it was too new when I can remember. I believe, I don't know. And then there was an old drugstore, you know, the old drugstore torn down. It was next. And then
you're talking on this road here, right? Talking about here.
Yeah.
The big drug store with the concrete steps in the front where your little house was.
Yeah. And then on this side out was the doctor's office now. Now our first doctor was Dr. Camp. Now I don't remember him. My mother was just a when he was.
Do you remember Dr. Bennett?
He was the very first doctor in Coppell. Now somebody got that wrong. They said Dr. Bechtel was, but he wasn't. Dr. Camp was the very first doctor I've heard my mother say so.
You remember Dr. Jeff Bennett?
Oh yeah, he's mama's nephew.
All right, now
he had an office. Now that's where his doctor's office right this, about where the Evelyn's house is on the step back there. Just, and then they moved it around there. Let's see.
Let me see if you remember in this. According to some land records I saw, Dr. Bennett owned my parents' land. About an acre and a half there. Where Miss Bartik's house is now, and my father's house. And then he also owned that drugstore.
And he had a house right there. I wish we had a picture of it.
Yeah.
He had a house there about where, let's see, you remember the Stanford house?
Yeah.
All right, it's right in front of hers.
It was further down.
Because that old man's house, and it was gray and had a porch all the way across the front. And I don't think it had an upstairs to it. But that was a Dr. Bennett house. That's where it is. And see, I imagine that. See, his, all of this land here and all of that land across this road out here, all down there where that park was, that was the Bennett land. That he married Mama's oldest sister. That was all their land. Because when he died, she died early. Their baby was the last child, was just 9 months old, and she died. But when he died, I remember him. But of course, I don't her. And she is very oldest child. Mama's him.
I bet you got phone calls. Did you get phone
calls? No, no.
What you're saying is, we had the Woodman of the World building. And then we had the drugstore, then we had a doctor's office, and then we had Bennett's house over there, and we had a blacksmith shop a long time ago.
Here where Ms. Miller's house is.
Yeah.
All right, then back where this store is, behind it there. Uh-huh. Now that was a blacksmith shop.
I remember that
one. Mr. Ratliff owned that. Same man that owned that store across the street.
Was this sort of... But this was sort of before your time, you say?
No. He had a mill that made cornbread.
And it was located behind the store, you say?
Behind Ms. Miller's house. It faced the south, faced these other stores across on the north. But there was a blacksmith shop there, and then it burned, and then they built a store there. Fellow by the name of Bird Brothers, two of them. On that,
now,
and it burned.
Do you think that blacksmith shop was there in, say, 1910?
Oh, yeah.
I remember it.
I
was born in 1911. I remember that blacksmith, yeah.
So
it built long before then. I believe it was right out, this down on the corner didn't stay here very long.
Where the barber shop
is. And I was just a little thing. I know we'd take corn up there every Saturday and have ground ends at meal.
So it was a grit, what do you call it, a grist mill? Or
I don't know what you call it.
Corn mill.
They had some kind of motor that run it with gasoline.
Jack, as you went on past the bank and kept on going east, what was next after the bank?
Well, it was there wasn't any more. After the bank was the last building. There.
What about houses along there? As you went
houses just about like there are now. There was the old, the house where Mitchell's had it now. My uncle built that. He's once had the pretty house over here, and he sold it and built this here because he owned the store.
So that would be what's now the Mitchell house. Your uncle built?
But the one before that was the Billy Harrison, the W.O. Harrison home. And it was one of those fancy scallop kinds,
fancy
banisters.
Where was it?
It was right where that meant.
The Harrison home was there.
The Harrison home was there, and it burned.
It burned.
And after they moved into Dallas, Billy Harrison did. This home burned. They rented it, and it burned.
Then they built what's the Mitchell house. Was your uncle who built that.
Bill Stringfellow built it.
Bill Stringfellow built it.
Okay. And the one next to it now, that where Ernest Jenter built, well, that was a big old square house and had a square thing on top of it, old tiny house. And it was a daughter of this W.O. Harrison that built that. Her name was she married Corby. And then the next one was Tyler Harrison. I think you remember when that house was there.
Well, they used to have a telephone operator in there.
No, that was in the Corbin house. And then the next one was the Tyler Harrison house. And then the next house where Emmett Colton and lived, now that's the one that Dr. Bennett built after he moved out of this little house here across the street here on the same right in line with you.
He moved across the street.
He moved and built that.
Now, Standifer's house, Maude Standifer, is that her name?
Yeah.
That house, which I still remember.
It was built by Tyler Harrison. Miss Maude was married to Harrison.
So it was located between
Dr. Bennett's house and the Corbin house.
Now, as you went on down, keep on going. Keep on going east. What do you remember down there?
Well, a long time ago, they had where that Connaughton place is there. I had a cousin down there, and he had a chicken farm. I used to have some pictures of it. All had nice wire fence. He was a Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
See, all those Bennett children inherited enough to buy them a home.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all this land and all what all he owned. But,
well, what about across the street from all that? Were there houses down along the other side of my parents' side of the street?
Yeah, there was a...
You said there was a Bennett house.
There was a Bennett house.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a little further down was another little house there. And, you know, now that's where Dr. Kemp lived. Heard Mama say that. Of course, I wasn't here.
That would be across the street from the Standifer house?
No, it'd be, you know, where Bert Parrish
mm-hmm.
lived
mm-hmm.
and the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was kind of, it wasn't right in front of the coaches, and right in front of there, just kind of in between.
Okay.
Right there was a little gray house that
Dr. Kemp.
Just
the field there now.
That I've heard Mama say Dr. Kemp lived there. And then after that, it was mostly, I think, a rent house. But I believe it belonged to the Bennett place or something, because
mm-hmm.
it was just a rent house. But Dr. Kemp.
Okay, so going on down to, what about the old Ledbetter house? I only knew it as a Ledbetter.
Well, now that, because that hadn't been built so awful long.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's where the John Bennett had a little chicken farm, had white labor.
That's the chicken farm.
Fine chickens. And it, of course, it didn't cover too much territory, but it's all fenced in, and he started in the chicken business. But it was his brother that was the doctor, John Bennett.
Were there houses across the street from that chicken farm?
Let's see. It seems to me like there's one old house. You know, it's just been so long.
That'd be where the Hodges house is?
There wasn't all those houses. I think there was just one house and on down that park road where... Five Parrish and lived.
Mm-hmm.
They was an old house sitting way further back than that Five Parrish house. There was an old house back there almost to the bank because they used spring water. They didn't have a well and there was just a spring.
Now that would be Webb Roberts' old house up
there
off the left.
Yeah.
Now what about Cliff Harrison's house, the one he lived in for so long and he rented? Now Cliff Harrison claimed he lived in that house to the right on Park Street. Right there before you get to the park. There's an old house I remember.
Yeah, well now that was the Henry Bennett house.
Uh-huh.
That's my uncle's house. And it was painted dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
And he had sheep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he had it out here. And it was pasture land.
Mm-hmm.
And he had sheep. And he had a big barn. His biggest barn he was around here.
Mm-hmm.
And he had sheep come sheep shearing day.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid in town wanted to watch him shear the sheep. And
now tell me where this farm was located. As I'm going down Park Street,
at
the park.
Right at the very end of that road.
On the right or the left?
Right.
On the right, where that house was, somewhere down in there.
And the house faced the south.
Because
that's all it was down. There wasn't any more houses there. At the time the dump entered there. Wasn't even Webb Roberts' house, old house one back then. It was just Uncle Henry's house, and this was just a lane that went down to his house.
Mm-hmm.
And the house faced the south, and that was all pasture out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big barn out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just the prettiest pasture, and wind and blows.
Now that pasture land is what we call the old park then.
Yeah. That was his pasture, and he had sheep.
Now let me pick your brain a little bit before we go on to some other roads. Tell me, what do you remember about the old park?
Well, now, it was a pretty thing, you know, that I guess it are those rock walls and things still there?
Some of them, I think. But that was the WPA that put that
in there. Yeah, it was about 35, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you remember the stories about Sam Houston and all that?
All I remember them telling is that's where they signed the peace treaty or something there.
Do you remember when they first opened the park in 35? Do you remember when they first opened the park in 35?
Yeah.
Did you go down there? They had a big festivity, didn't they?
Yes, they sure did. And it was a pretty thing and a grapevine. I'll tell you, they really used that park. They loved it.
You mean people in Grapevine loved you?
Yeah, they did.
So they came all the way over here to
meet you? Oh, yeah.
Now tell me.
That was called Grapevine Springs to start with. That first, well, Coppola was Grapevine Springs at first.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where they had their camp meetings and things down there, because it was spring for the water.
Yeah, the Indians just camped down there ages ago. So you're saying people from Grapevine would come all the way over here?
For picnics. Yeah, they were thrilled over that pretty park that they had.
Now, but they did recognize that this wasn't Grapevine.
Yeah.
So didn't they have any place over there?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I imagine they did it, but it wasn't fixed as pretty as this, you see.
So they came over here after it was built up.
A lot of them came on picnics and things. I remember that.
See, I've always found it strange that the town Grapevine was named Grapevine, but Grapevine Springs is all the way over here.
Well, I don't understand that either. I guess it was Grapevine before it was Grapevine Springs. I don't know. But they just named this Grapevine Springs because it was on account of that spring down there.
A lot of grapevines.
I imagine they did.
And you remember a lot of grapevines in there?
Oh, yeah. And my mother, I heard tell about the camp meetings. Well, she remembers some of them.
These were religious camp meetings?
Yeah.
You go down there and camp out?
Yeah. People have come from all up in here. Back in there, you see, there wasn't any towns or anything much. And Estelle. And you used to be in a little old place, school named Estelle. They call that the prairie. Mm-hmm. I remember Dad would always say, well, they live out here on the prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And we always knew where the prairie was. It's all back in there.
It's always back in there where Cottonwood was, or further over than Cottonwood?
Well, it's back in here where the airport is.
Mm-hmm.
And on down toward Euless, down in there. Mm-hmm. All that old
land. So those
land.
People would come over here. Now, what year are we talking about?
Well,
how old were you?
I don't know. Before I was born.
Before you
I
were
heard
born.
Mama tell about that.
So they would
they
come
had
in
camp meetings. And, of course, Grandpa and Grandma were very religious. They didn't miss any services, and they'd go way down there to Estelle.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Mama tell that she didn't know what it was to sleep in a bed. She bounced around in a hat because he went to church, and they'd go on down to Estelle. She knew everybody in this whole country, Grapevine, and when they'd come to these camp meetings when she was a little girl. And she said one night it rained so hard that they couldn't stay dry even in their covered wagon, and they went to people's houses, what few there was here. And she said there was 25 people stayed at their house that night, just left on they brought their bedding and slept on the porches and in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
When they had
but that was all before you were born.
Yeah, that's when she was a little girl.
Okay, now tell me about, what do you remember about the railroad?
Well, now it was here for now.
Yeah. Did it, the train stop?
Yeah, we had passenger trains, and the depot was open all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when sister first married, that's where she met him. You see, he came here as a depot agent. We had passenger trains in,
mm-hmm.
and back in 1915.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one train, I remember that it was, they called it the Lone Star.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even stop.
Mm-hmm.
It just went through now. I don't know where it's, I guess it stopped within Fort Worth and Dallas and places like that.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
I know he killed that boy that was buried down here in this Sam's Cemetery, you see.
Now, where's Sam's Cemetery? Which one is that?
That's the one across from the Bethel.
So that's what we call Historic Bethel.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, they used to call it Sam's Cemetery.
So he got hit by a train.
Uh-huh. I remember when he got hit, though. They told us how high it swung him in the air.
What was he doing out on the river?
Well, it was people just traveling through in covered wagons.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether they had, a lot of people would take their cows with them, you know, so they'd have the milk. And I don't know whether I think he was running a calf or something. And it got on the railroad and he was trying to get it off.
Mm-hmm.
And
but this was before your time?
No. I remember that.
So it was,
I remember when it was killed.
So again, it was probably 1915?
Yeah, or maybe before then, yeah.
Where did the train hit? Where was it?
Right up there, back to that Cottonwood community, somewhere up in there.
And they buried him down in Historic Bethel Cemetery?
No, that's not the one. I bet they made, the one they buried down here in the cemetery was the one that died. come through in a covered wagon.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wasn't, shoot, I wasn't big as nothing then. I think I might have been,
He also got hit.
No, he just died.
Oh.
Somebody said he thought he got snake bit or just took a disease or something and died. He died right up here. And that's where the attorney, that Freeport comes out into, there was a house right here in this farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he died and they put him out on that porch there until they could bury him.
Mm-hmm.
And they buried that one, they buried that. Now this boy, I don't know where they buried that boy that was killed up here. They buried him around here somewhere. So they might have buried him at
Let's finish up the road. Tell me about the area where you say Freeport was. You say there was a house on the corner on the, that would be this side?
Uh-huh.
For the old Assembly of God Church.
Uh-huh. And then there's one on the other side that was old Tom Harrison's home. It was a big home too.
Mm-hmm.
Big porch.
Now that was Clayton's relative, huh?
Yeah, they lived, it's set back off the road.
Wasn't there some kind of gin there too, a cotton gin?
Yeah, one time it was gin on beyond the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the first gin I remember.
And it faced Bethel Road, it faced the north?
Yeah, the gin did. Now that's the first that I remember.
Now what do you remember about what's now Freeport? There was a road there, Freeport, where Freeport was?
Uh-huh.
And it went down and connected with what? Down to...
Let's see.
Cottonwood or somewhere down in there?
Well, let's see. You went over the railroad. It went on up. Well, you know where Cotton Road comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It went on.
Sort of hatched up there sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they was up here.
Were there a lot of houses on the going on toward Grapevine?
Yeah, and there was all nice homes.
Mm-hmm.
There was these people that settled here and built nice homes.
And do you remember houses on both sides of the road or just on the left side?
Yeah, I remember on both sides. There was one, you know, the Wild Santa Fe. Well, of course, you remember it. CLM was moving and it burned.
Yeah.
It was
but that was way on up there.
Uh-huh, it was on up there. And then when you turned down like the one where Bill R.F. lived, that was a Sanders home. They had one of those nice homes there.
Mm-hmm.
And then made a little trip and went on across the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a big two-story house out there just after you went across the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on, they built it for a hotel, they claimed it was mineral water that they found there and you could go there for your health or something. I was just a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember much about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't amount to much. They just lived there.
Mm-hmm.
But they thought they'd start something like that. They did. And then there was an old tough place. Now it was an old time house. They never did rebuild it or anything. It was right along there. It was kind of a community up there at Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm. They called it Cottonwood. There was a Baptist church up there.
Yeah, Baptist church. And then there was a street of houses down there. Well, it wasn't a street, it was a road to Grapevine, but there was a lot of houses there.
What about houses? If you turn at the barbershop here and go north on Top Hill Road, tell me about houses you can pass. As you're going, just as you turn the corner there, and you said there was a lumber yard there.
Uh-huh.
Later there was a filling station there.
Yeah.
Service station. Do you remember what brand of gasoline it was? Sinclair?
You know, I just don't know.
Okay, there was a little service station there. But then you go on, and you pass the Methodist Church on your left.
Yeah, and then Nix's house, you know, they tore it down.
That's that big, huge old house that was
Thompson. Yeah, Nix's house. Then the next one was Miss Claire's father.
Mm-hmm.
She was a Nix.
Still there.
Uh-huh. And, well, they tore it down then.
Oh, haven't they?
Uh-huh. And then right across from it was a car house.
Yeah, which was the old library.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And now those were there. Far back as I can remember, I just looked up. That's just a dirt road.
Was there anything between the Parr House and coming back this way, between the Methodist Church and the Parr House?
Yeah. There was a little rent house down here. There was three little rent houses right down there, you know, where that bridge is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just after you pass the bridge right in there,
mm-hmm.
was a little rent house, two-room house.
Mm-hmm. Three of
them. And coming back this way, just after across the bridge this way, it was just at the edge of where our
crape myrtle gone and the church lawn, but right along there facing the south was another little two-room house, and on down just a little short distance yes, over there, about the corner of our church lot, was another little house facing the south. They were rent houses that, from the time I remember they were there.
Okay, so going on past the power house, going on north, what else do you find?
Well, there was, now there wasn't any more on the left side where I went for the power house. So that was just steel out there. And, but on the right, let's see, later years there was that house where Phillips lived. But that was much later. It was a pretty modern looking house. Well, there was just some little unpainted houses. There was a little house, just a little two-room, big room on the front, a little shed room at the back. And that blacksmith that came, had that on the corner there, he lived there. His wife died, and he just left two little girls. And then there was another little two-room house that wasn't even painted, was on. And there was a stile that went over the fence at the back. I remember that. And,
what about on the corner?
And you know down here, now the other side of Grace's, you didn't go on. That's pasture out there. There was a road that went through the pasture to a house.
But meaning once you got to the Grace's house,
that was the end
the
of road
the road stopped.
Uh-huh.
It turned it Ruby Road.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What about on Fleet Road, going toward 121?
There was one house there.
Of course, now you couldn't get to Fleet Road except by going down Ruby and State Road, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you went on down there, and King Fleet. They had a nice home.
Yeah,
the Fleets all had big farms.
Was the Fleet house out there on Fleet Road? Was it located on the south side of Fleet?
On the south where that brick house is.
Uh-huh.
That's right where the old home was, and it's back just about where they were. All it was just white.
Was there anything across the street from it? You know, there's some kind of house across the street from it down.
Let's see. I just don't know where they were. They were back this way out in the woods. There was an old house.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go over there. My uncle lived there for a while. He said, I don't know. I think it's called a Victor. See, we used to go with us. Who used to own the stock?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we knew where people
So it was, that Victor's home was somewhere between, the Fleet house and say, Sowell's house?
Yeah.
Somewhere
and
in there.
And face the south, it's way out in the woods.
Yeah.
Not be that Victor's home, I'm not sure.
Now what do you remember down toward Lucky Corners? Was there anything down there?
I didn't get to that far away.
Mm-hmm.
That far away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking.
Tell me what you remember about the beer joint.
Oh, that was called the White Way down there. You knew that.
The White Way?
Yeah, that was just their name for it. That when they lived down there, I forgot now who it was. Told me, said that's called the White Way because it was so lighted up.
Oh.
You know, the beer joint all down.
Now this would be sometime in the 1930s, probably.
Well, it might be. I don't know. You know, I didn't go down there much. That way.
Howard and I married the last day of 33, and it was there after we married.
Well,
Somebody, Johnny Dobeka told me that when he came back from the war, that there were still some down there.
Yeah.
Well, when he came back from the war, it must have been in, 45?
Yeah, maybe.
45, so he claimed there were still some down there. Do you remember anything specific about it?
Well, not too much, you know. I know you could hear the Nickelodeon's playing from here, and you can see it all light up, and that's, you know, we weren't used to very many lights then, like you have now. We didn't have street lights.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had electric lights, we didn't have street lights.
Mm-hmm.
We got electric lights, I believe, in 20, didn't we? Do you know?
Well, I don't know who got electric lights. I remember who got street lights. My father was on city council. We probably didn't get street lights until the 60s.
I don't know, but we got
late 50s.
Well,
now, there was a beer joint called Dutch's. Does that ring a bell?
That's
dew drop in?
I don't remember dew drop in.
Some other kind of inn, I can't remember.
And there's one at Edwards that is there on the corner, you know.
Now, wait a minute. Where was Edwards? I haven't heard.
They had to be a joint.
Yeah.
Now, that was that little red and white house that was there for so long.
Yeah,
it got torn down.
Yeah, that's Elton Shaw.
Elton Shaw,
And what was his last name? Now, they had to be a joint.
Somebody talked to me about that. I've got some of that at home. Johnny Dubbeck told me something about that.
But I didn't know too much about those beer joints.
What do you remember about a movie theater, a tent?
Yeah, I remember we had a...
All right, tell me about that.
Oh, it's cold. Put that in. It's down here on your where that is in the house.
So it would have been this side of Bennett's house?
Yeah, just there about where your house is.
Okay.
And Miss Harlan.
Mm-hmm.
Right out there on that vacant lot. That was vacant lot then.
Mm-hmm.
See, they had moved. Used to be a house right there about where Miss Harlan was on face the south. And then that old plumber house was there. It wasn't the plumber house.
So, now, wait a minute. There was a house that faced the south where my grandmother's house is?
Uh-huh. Long in there somewhere. Yeah, just about where it is. It faced the south, and it was the old... John
Foster
house.
So it faced the south, and guess Bennett's house was further on down toward Miss Barfitt's house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, farther on than Miss
Barfitt's.
About close to where the Stanifer house was. It's almost right in front of it.
Mm-hmm. And there was an old drugstore then, somewhere out there on that corner.
Yeah, right out here
from
my house.
No, but
right on the corner of your daddy's face.
And do you remember the filling station that was on the corner of my family's
house? Yeah, that's after the store.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, Bill Foster started got it, and I had forgotten about it. He said, he told who it was that had a restaurant in that old Cosby drugstore in later years.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered it after you mentioned about it.
Now, which drugstore was that? This one over here by your house?
Olden. Old
one of y'all's, your daddy's corner. Put a restaurant in it.
It had a restaurant there. It's what Bill Cosby said, but I had forgotten about that. And I can't think of their name.
So anyway, they put up a tent for a movie theater.
Oh, yeah, and it was... Always home. And they, of course, they just built a plank thing. You don't sound like it. A stadium.
You remember when it collapsed?
Yeah. I happened not to go that night, I think it's the first time I'd missed going, and I was glad I bought it because it hurt some of their ankles.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a kind of a paper type thing, I don't know what you call it. It was colorful, it was a pretty thing, and they called it an open air dome. It was something like that. And that.
So it wasn't just a canvas tent?
No, uh-huh. It was kind of fancy, as well as I remember.
Did you
ever
have a
found roof? Anybody else that mentioned that?
Just quite a, but she didn't know much about it. Did it have a roof on it?
It seems to me like that it didn't. That it is open air, so it wouldn't be hot.
And you sat on bleachers?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, was it silent movie?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. What? Yeah, it had to be a silent movie. Yeah.
Do you remember anything about it?
I went all the time, but... of course we thought it was good.
Yeah. You don't remember what the story was about or anything?
No,
like
I don't. I sure don't. The only one I remember was one, later. Mr. Cooper put in a show long around in the early 20s.
And where was it?
It was in this corner store there where Ms. Miller's house was.
Same one that had the wooden door?
Let's see. And I believe the first one was around there in the old Tom Harrison store around there.
That's what I remember. Mr. Cooper had one around there.
Yeah,
I guess. Harrison store.
Well, later he had one around in this one too, but that was the first one put in was around there. And that was in the early, or maybe before the 20s, because that was before Anise was born. She was born in the 20s. That was 1918 or something like that, I think. Because they married in 1915, and it's after they married.
What was his first name?
Oscar.
Oscar Cooper.
Uh-huh. His sister's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one story was on the Trail of the Octopus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Norma Shearer, I believe it was her name. And we thought that was the best show, man.
Now, what did you do? It was in a regular building, so did you sit on regular chairs or what?
It seems to me like he got folding chairs or something. Ready to on that one.
So instead of it being a general store, he changed it to a movie theater.
Yeah, he just put a movie in there. The store was basic.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't rent it anyway. Uh-huh. But he didn't have the show so very long. It seems to me like then he had one around in this other corner store. It was vacant about that. Maybe a little later. I know I got sold tickets and I took them up the door.
How did you get involved in that? That was your...
That's sister's husband.
Okay. So that's you were involved because you were in the family. You sold tickets?
Sally sold tickets. And I was at the door to pick the tickets.
But this was in when it was on an abandoned store building.
Yeah.
That's not the tent.
No, that tent was first.
Uh-huh.
Always cold on that tent.
Uh-huh.
And
do you remember how long it lasted?
I don't believe it lasted very long. Seems to me like after that fell, I don't know whether he ever fixed it back up or not.
Maybe just one summer or something?
Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Jack, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to ask you, what else do you remember anything else happening in Coppell that was ever big news? Do you remember anything?
Well, you know, if I think... somebody could start me off, I might think of something. Of course, we used to have, one year now, I know they had a chicken show here. It was pretty lively town at one time. And we had several stores. We had about three grocery stores at one time, and the barber shop, and the bank, and
the lodge. Gypsies coming through.
Gypsies
come through.
Real gypsies? I mean, yeah, covered wagons or trucks covered over finally.
Now that would be in the 20s?
Oh, before then, yeah.
What would they do?
Well, they'd go into the store and they'd see the outhouse and homies. When my uncle owned the store.
Uh-huh.
I know he had a time with them. He'd just run them out because, you know, you can't keep them taking things.
So they were just passing through?
Passing through to see what they could pick up.
But that's all they did? They didn't...
No, they didn't do anything. They didn't harm anything. They'd slap things if they could. Mm-hmm. But they didn't.
Mm-hmm. So originally they came through in wagons and then later in...
Well, it seems to me like it's in old trucks, you know.
What they look like? What they look like?
Well, that's dark looking.
Mm-hmm. How they drink?
Wear colorful clothes.
Oh yeah, bright colors.
They wore colorful clothes.
Mm-hmm.
How they make their living?
I guess, I don't know. I wonder myself.
Of course, everybody just likes them.
Yeah.
How many would come through at one time?
Well, one or two loads, I think.
They congregate there at that old water trough, that horse trough there, but that watering tank.
Yeah.
And I remember one little thing, I was watching them, and one little girl or boy fell in the trough, and the man grabbed her up and ran to the hydrant and began running water on her. That's the water at the tank.
Now that tank was,
Well, see, it is a trough, a concrete
horse trough.
When they built, when they dug this well, our first well, see, the county paid for half of it, and the town the other half. But the county, if they helped you had to build a public watering trough for teams, people coming through, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what she's talking about.
So that public watering trough, now that would be way back there. That's
when we got our first well.
So that'd be back in the...
I was about 10 years old.
Well, I don't imagine. I was over four, probably.
And that was located there where the old, what I call the old washateria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the washateria there?
No, didn't have such things, washateria.
When did the washateria come along?
I was old enough to remember, but...
That was an old building even when I was a kid.
But that's new stuff compared to what...
Yeah.
Some people will say, well, you're not old. I'll say, well, I'm not old, I've just been here a long time. But the thing of it is, I said, when you can say that the first time you went to the Dallas Fair, you went in a covered wagon, mm-hmm. you wasn't born yet.
Well, tell me about the covered wagon and going to the fair. Tell
well, the thing of it is...
Now, when would this be? What year? Well, how old were you?
Well, I was just a... I can't remember.
Oh.
They have to tell me about it.
Oh.
But I remember the dog buggy that the bought for me down there. I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
It must not have been very long. I was almost old enough to remember.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think I would have that dog buggy very long to you if I... Because mm-hmm. I remember them pushing me in my own dog buggy. But we went to the Dallas Fair, and that's when they... of course, families, you know, two or three families would go in mm-hmm. a covered wagon.
So you got a covered wagon up.
Yeah, and so we
went to them when?
There was Mama and Dad and one of Mama's brothers and her husband. And there's three families that went. One of her brothers and his wife didn't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
And one had two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they were older than my oldest brother. So they were up, I guess, 10 or 12 years old maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just little. I can't remember it, but sister remembers it, and Sally can too. And we stayed at the wagon yard instead of parking lot for a car. Well, they had a wagon yard,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed at the wagon yard.
Mm-hmm.
And you there's space for you to cook and everything there. And it wasn't is on Camp Street, and it wasn't very far from the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Sally and sister were pretty small, but these cousins were old. And our oldest brother was older. Well, they decided they'd take a walk, and they walked up to the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they just thought they was having a good time there in the city. And we went the day before, and spent the night at the wagon yard, and then went to the fair the next day on the streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got up there at the courthouse when they started home. They got kind of turned around. They didn't know far which direction to go, you know. And they said, well, let's go around this courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it was just like on all four sides.
Mm-hmm.
When they got around there, they said, well, this wasn't the side.
Mm-hmm.
And got around there, and that's just like the other one. Got all the way around it, and that all sides just alike. And so there was some older men sitting out on benches there, and they asked him where the wagon yard was, and he took them on down there part of the way and showed them where the wagon yard was.
Mm-hmm.
They were scared.
Mm-hmm. Who was that? Was your brother?
Uh-huh, and sister, and Sally. And Sally, you remember. And anyway, we went to the Dallas, we went to the fair.
Now, wait a minute, the wagon yard was close to the courthouse, but Dallas Fair was further
out. Oh, east where he's now. Mm-hmm. It's where he's now, but it must not have been very far those kids went walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on Camp Street, I think. Now, where is Camp Street? Is it still
mm-hmm.
there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, they caught. They went up to. They went. They called a streetcar
mm-hmm.
out to the fair again. And they all got on the streetcar. And Aunt Nanny, that's the one that had the children. She was to take care of sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miss Cooper. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she was to take care of sister.
Mm-hmm.
And got on the streetcar with it. She wasn't there. Somebody says, "Well, where's sister?" And she said, "Well, I don't know." And so they all had to get off the streetcar because they didn't want to go off the valley. And there was two or three streetcars all stopped there, you see. And when this one drove off that they were on, got off, and when they drove off, well, there she sat on the one over next to it. She sat down on the steps. She got lost from the rest of them. She didn't know where to go. She just sat down on a streetcar step. And they, of course, they wasn't ready to start up.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally got to the yard, and they bought me a doll buggy. While mm-hmm. they were there somewhere, I guess out the fairground, I don't know where. But I was big enough to push it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started home, well, I'm going to push my doll buggy there in that covered wagon, and everybody, kids, was sitting down in that saddle set with the feet stuck straight out, thumb on each side, you know, of the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I didn't have room for my dog buggy, push my dog buggy. And I tried to push my dog buggy, so my aunt that had these older girls,
She says, well, just put your feet up under you and let her push her dog buggy. He says, who ever heard of anybody getting a dog buggy and not being able to push it? And says, y'all just put your feet up under you. It's not going to hurt you. So she made all of them put their feet up under her. Mm-hmm. And while I pushed my dog buggy, and the wagon was going, I guess, jolting around, I pushed the dog buggy up and down until I got tired. Went to sleep.
Did you remember them telling you how long it took you to get there from here?
Well, I don't know, but I think it takes about a... I imagine it would take more than a day, but she went around so many ways.
So that had to be when you were probably 3 or 4 years old.
It couldn't have been four. It wouldn't have been four, I believe. I don't remember. I remember the dog buggy after I got home. Mm-hmm. See, I just almost old enough.
What color was it?
It's blue. Mm-hmm. It's kind of wire, real fancy wire. It looked like these buggies that are wicker.
Mm-hmm.
Is designed like that, you know. Mm-hmm. It was made out of colored wire. And mine was blue. I remember it just as well. And see, they could put me, I could sit in it because that wire would stretch out the side.
Hmm.
And
Jack, do you remember anything at all about the stories you've heard? This would be before your time. Anything at all that you remember about how Coppell got its name?
Well, Gibbs. It was called Gibbs at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was named for
Barney
Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what was he.
He eventually was lieutenant governor of Texas,
uh-huh,
but he was a Dallas businessman when they named him.
But
then the railroad changed the name to town of Coppell.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard any stories about who Mr. Coppell was?
No, I have.
Never heard anything.
Uh-huh.
You realize that's the biggest mystery. I have never been able to track down who Coppell was.
The railroad named it.
We know that the railroad named their depot Coppell, and 2 years later the town changed its post office name to Coppell.
Yeah.
I know that. I've got records from Austin and Washington, D.C. and all that.
I guess that's all I knew.
Plata says that this man named Coppell, John Coppell, was an engineer on the train.
Well, it might have been.
And I said, Plata, how do you know that? And she said, that's just what I always heard. I haven't heard that from anybody else. I can't figure out why they'd name a depot after somebody unless he was a rich landowner or he was a railroad executive.
I don't know whether Molly knew or not. She just said the railroad named it Coppell.
Have you always called it Coppell, or have you ever heard anybody else call it Coppell?
No. It's always been called Coppell. Some of these newcomers,
You remember anything else that, like Miss Shelley would tell you about teaching school down at Bethel or anything like that?
Oh, well, she taught down there several years. Mm-hmm. And
the school in the buggy, Mama used to heat bricks for her to put under her feet to keep them warm.
Mm-hmm. And of course, when we went to Grapevine School, after we got past grades here, we went to buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And well, now Louise didn't, you and Stringer didn't. She all went in the car. But I'm 9 years older than Louise, and Saturday's 11.
Mm-hmm.
But we went in a buggy, and we cut through. We didn't go all the way because it was still muddy roads then.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that up toward up around Cottonwood, that was muddy. We'd have to get out and take a stick and get the mud off the things. We went through pastures to cut off all that going south, you know, how far south you go. But we could, right up here, we could go through a pasture and go almost straight through the Grapevine. We had to open a lot of gates.
Now, where was the school in Grapevine?
It is about where it is now.
So that was probably, you probably went off to Grapevine School about
1918.
So you went to Grapevine School in 1918?
I believe I did. 17 or 18, I guess. I started in 17.
Well, you just about covered everything. I have picture of rain pretty well. Do you ever remember a newspaper in Colorado?
Yeah, there was the Dallas Dispatch.
But you don't remember a local paper, a Coffeyville paper.
Well, Carrollton Chronicle was the first local paper we had.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Coffeyville paper, but it covered all the Coffeyville news.
Mm-hmm.
We always had a reporter here,
mm-hmm.
somebody that sent the news in. But they, when Carrollton started there, Carrollton Chronicle, well...
Do you always remember the Carrollton Chronicle, or did it start later? I mean, when you were as early as you can remember, was there a Carrollton Chronicle?
Well, that's the only paper we had that wasn't just a Dallas paper.
But you remember it going all the way back to when you were a little girl?
Well, no, I was, let's see. I wouldn't have been very old. You know, you can't realize how young you are. I thought it was pretty big. But when you get to think about it now, that was before Hubert married. Sister married in 1915. Well, I'd only been 13. When I believe that was before Hubert married. He married a Bullock, and I know she was one of a lot of people run races, see who can get the most subscribers, you see.
So you think that the Carrollton Chronicle was around in 1915?
Yeah, I believe that soon anyway. You could find out about that in Carrollton or somebody.
That's soon anyway, because I remember it.
I think it'd be because Laurel, I know, helped to get subscriptions, and she and Hubert and Sis all married about the same time. Sister married in 1915, and so I think it would be. I wouldn't be positive about that, but.
Well, like I say, you just about covered everything I can think of.
Of course, if we could, you know, if we had Bill Cosby here and we could get together, see, he'd mention something. Well, if he'd say, it seemed like I remember hearing somebody say something about certain things, well, then I could recall it.
Well, nothing, I think. You know, I've talked to Johnny Dubnick, and I've talked to Clayda and you, and I'm going to talk to Cliff Harrison.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to talk to Lorena Perkle, is that her name?
Lorene
Perkle. And I'm going to talk to Teresa Eby, but Teresa Eby's only lived here very long as my parents. She hasn't been here very long.
But now, I can remember when they had a brush arbor. You heard them talk about brush arbors?
Yeah, now where was that?
Well, we had brush arbors at both churches when we had our meetings in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was a brush arbor?
Well, it's you build a put post down, you know, mm-hmm. and then I imagine wire or something up there. I don't know what it is. And then you just put brush up there, just cut green brush.
Mm-hmm.
Time the meeting's over with, that's kind of dried out.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then they just had, I remember one in particular that at the Methodist Church down there behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had brush arbor and then had lanterns in there. Now, that's the only one I ever remember there.
You remember one over at the Baptist Church?
Uh-huh. I remember them having one. They put it out beside the church somewhere, and it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't complain. Well, it was cooler weather then or something. I don't know at night. Wasn't anything, any machinery or anything, keep anything hot around
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd just be temporary stuff, you see. They'd just put it up for the meeting in the summer. Because it was so hot in the churches, you never had to have it outside. And then they could put the kids on the pallets all around on the edge. And, but that went way back young, those brush arbors. It's mighty few years that I can remember it. And then they built that tabernacle out there with shingles on top.
Yeah, I remember the tabernacle.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember Coffeyville ever having any kind of play?
Yes. The schools and the churches both sometimes had plays. Mm-hmm. And, of course, shows used to come through town.
Medicine shows?
Huh?
Medicine shows?
Yeah, medicine shows sometimes. And then bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have a pretty good sized tent.
They put up a tent.
And they'd have they called it bottle shows.
Mm-hmm.
But they were good. They were clean shows, you mm-hmm. know. They weren't this old rough stuff.
And
where would they set up around here?
Out on the schoolyard mostly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the churchyard let them put in there.
How much would it cost to get in?
Oh, I imagine dime.
You remember anybody in the community ever putting on shows other than the schools? Or
No. No, not that I remember.
So they really didn't have a place to perform. Did they?
No, no, they didn't. Now, I know one time they had a vacant store here, and they the young people, I think, put on some kind of a play, and sometimes, you know, they'd take it to a school or two around. Mm-hmm. I know after Harvey and Sally's going together, I think they had played out whether a church had that or whether a school or what, or whether just the young people in town had it in a vacant store up here.
Vacant store. And so that would be what time, Jack? About,
it'd be back, Sally and Harvey married. When did they marry? Till 57, and they married 12 years before he was born. Count that up.
12 years before he, so 57 minus 12?
And no, he's not 57 yet. He's born in 32. 7 years before 32.
That'd be 1925.
Well, that'd be in, that's when they're going together, I think.
Somewhere around 1925, you think the young people did a play.
Yeah.
Having a story.
I had
Now, tell me one last thing and I'm going to go, okay? What do you remember about when the school was built down here where Pinkerton is now? Where the
That's 28.
Yeah. What did that, now before, I know it burned and they built back a brick school.
The first one was brick.
Okay, what did it look like?
Just like it does now.
Just like it does now.
Uh-huh. Seemed like, to me, the roof is different.
It's just one story.
Yeah.
Did it have an auditorium in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about a lunchroom or something like that?
Yeah, it had a lunchroom.
Was it in the building?
Not right at first. They didn't in 1928. Mm-hmm. Now, when Dillard was in school, they had a little lunchroom. It wasn't
a little building outside?
No.
No?
It was in there.
Mm-hmm. So it was pretty big, huh?
Yeah, it was big, big. Just like it is now. All it, where that junior high station on. Well, you can see where the building is different.
Yeah.
Well,
of course, where I started school was the brick building they built back after it burned.
Well, it's the same size. Was it, did it completely burn down? Did they?
I think they completely did away with it, because the building I went to school in was evidently entirely different from the one.
Well, it seemed like it looked very much like this one, though, didn't it, to you, Louise, in 1928?
Do you remember it being a red brick building?
Yeah, I think it was. That's what I remember. Looks similar to this one.
Where do you remember?
Was different.
Where do you remember the Whittakin farm is?
Well, the Whittakin's over there, right across from the street.
So where my grandmother lived. Right there.
Now that is
where the Peters lived.
Uh-huh.
That house was the Whittakin house. Is that right?
Yeah.
Johnny Bellbaker tried to tell me that the Whittakin house was further on down.
Oh, uh-huh. Don't pay attention to him, because I know what the Whittakin house was. That's your mother's grandmother lived.
That was the Whittakin farm.
Yeah, that's Whittakin farm. And really, to start with, that was old John Harrison place. Mm-hmm. See, these are three Harrison brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Clay's grandfather, and mm-hmm. Tom Harrison. John Harrison. That was the John Harrison home. Now, it was long years ago. For the turn of the century and afterwards.
Do you remember the road that goes from here to Irving, which we call Beltline now?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that being called anything in particular? Was it there when you were a little girl?
Not straight like it is now. Let's see.
Do you remember?
We used to go by Estelle.
Uh-huh. But that was way over there.
Uh-huh, I know it, but we used to go down farther ways like it is now. But before you got there somewhere, you turned and you went all around the SL and then you came back practically where you started.
So you think Beltline Road
wasn't direct
there.
Urban as well as I remember. You know, people didn't used to get very far away from home because you had no way to go on in.
Right.
Buggies and wagons, and it had to be in daytime.
You just go far enough that you stayed all night, or it'd be too dark to come back home. And, of course, our friend stopped, sir. It had lights on it, but our horse was so frisky, she was afraid of the lights.
No.
Sure didn't do as much good.
So you don't think that ride was originally there? You remember anything
about it? Of course, when I began to go, I just didn't go to Irving, only after we got Model T Ford.
Do you remember the town of Irving? You remember the town of Irving?
Yeah, Irvingtown. It was way on down there, and it was, I remember it, but it's a sizable town. We didn't go that much. We went to Grapevine, Carrollton, Lewis, was where we did our trading,
mm-hmm.
you know, for hats and shoes mm-hmm. and things. I moved to buy materials here.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of...
Where did you get your mail?
Back here. Mm-hmm. We've had a post office there since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the Harrisons, I think, had the first post office.
W.O. Harrison.
It was around there in one of the stores, I think.
You remember anything about Highway 114?
Yeah, that's new to me.
Mm-hmm. Somebody told me, or I read, that Highway 114 was built on a road bed that was built for a railroad that they never built. Remember anything about that?
I never did hear
that. Do you remember ever traveling on 114? Or?
On a road?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if things have changed up so, it's pretty mm-hmm. hard. Remember, but of course, we had some mighty long roads sometime before you turn going to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You get on one, you go mm-hmm. pretty far sometime, but we used to go in by Lee Todd. You mm-hmm. know where Lee Todd is?
That's
down
there? Harry Hines.
Now, that's the way we used to go in, like from...